The dogs are ganging up on me. You know how dogs seem to have a sixth sense about some things, even though they aren't very bright? Tessa had a dog once that always reacted in a peculiar way to cancer patients. My friend EJ had a dog that could respond to his Tourette's syndrome tics. Well, three of our dogs have detected that I'm cracking under the strain of winter and are trying to push me over the edge. Each of them is trying to get under my skin by way of their own specialized mutant talents. First is the Yark-O-Matic. His principal diet is paper towels and arthritis medication that costs 80 cents per dose. He likes to yark in the middle of the night while uttering vocals like a buffalo shitting a full set of elk antlers. Tessa always tries to warn me in the night where his puke puddles are. I swear, she can't raise her head or even turn it on the pillow, but she always knows when somebody makes a mess. Be careful walking through the office. Sonny barfed twice by my desk and once in the doorway. How the hell does she know all that? Of course, in the 12 steps between the bed and the office, I'll forget what she said and step right in the slime, maybe even slip and fall on my ass, while invoking every deity I can think of. Next is the fart princess. Her preferred diet is heavily spiced human food, also ice cream. You put dog food in front of this animal, she'll look at you and say, "You expect me to eat that shit?" If you try to persuade her to eat healthy, she'll go to the fridge and open a beer. She once ate a hunk of ice cream the size of her own skull in under 3 seconds. Her favorite time to cut loose is when you're about to make love to somebody. Great birth control device. Next is a picture of the sweat hog, which is our Chihuahua mix, peeking out from under blankets. This is the sweat hog. This fucker will eat anything she can roll in. Prefers decomposing birds. Has excellent digestion and metabolism. Loves to be hot all night and share your blanket. She also seems to be infested with imaginary fleas. She kicks and scratches them all night long, but visual inspection reveals no infestation. Tessa must be firm. I'm not sure where to go from here. Tessa has taken them all aside and had the family talk with them about my fragile state. They took it as encouragement, I think, because they got worse after that. I think she went about it all wrong. She told them that if Fred cracks up, she'll have to hire someone else to feed them and let them outside and yell at them. She should have told them that if Fred cracks up, they'll have to be put to sleep. Of course, Tessa would never do that, but dogs aren't bright enough to see through her.